You come on. You need the microphone. Somebody give it. You don't have to come up here. Just come in. Somebody give her the microphone. I don't want anybody not to miss it.
We need to hear you.
I'll hold it. No, so they get
it's okay. I got it. So anyhow, I just wanted. I don't. Please, really, I don't. I'm already nervous as it is, and that's making me worse. Please, right. Sorry.
All right, we'll cut you
Awesome. And that's an awesome testimony that, you know how churches like to plant new churches and ministries plant new ministries. And this outreach has planted another outreach. And it's just so awesome what God is doing. Awesome. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Kim. Kim's got a ton of details. The blessings that went out and the people that were just touched by that whole thing is powerful. And I've been wondering lately, you know, we've got a storage unit that God has blessed us with, and there's some stuff in there, some dressers, a few couches, and I think there's still a bed in there. Maybe the bed. No, I think the bed went. and some dishes and stuff. And I'm like, man, Lord, what happened, man? We were like turning stuff over left and right. But during this season that Kim has been doing her yard sales, it's like we kind of fell to a little low, but God picked it right up in with Kim's outreach. And so I'm going to talk to you about that, the whole storage thing and all that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to tell the farmers about your story. Because it'll be like, those people are praying for it not to rain. It's their fault. Amen. Praise the Lord. children, want to go downstairs now? You ready? Yeah? You're not going to take Clifford? Oh, you want Mom to watch Clifford for you? Oh, you're going down? Awesome. Lord, bless the children and bless the workers. God is good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord healed me of a cold. Now I got to have him heal me of allergies. Get rid of this congestion and this cough. A very familiar portion of Scripture, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. In 23, we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Father, I thank you for your word again. I thank you, God, that you show us what is important. And Lord, I pray that the fruits of the Spirit would be active in our lives, every single one. That every person in this place would have a fruitful, bountiful life in you. So bless your word again today. In Jesus' name, amen. As you can see, this week I'm focusing on the word kindness. A little kindness goes a long ways, doesn't it? And I want to show you some things a little bit about kindness. First of all, the word kindness there, depending on your translation, the King James says the word gentleness. And both of those words are derived from the same word, which means moral goodness, integrity, kindness, or tolerance toward others. The word used actually is benignity, which is the same as like benign. It's something that's not harmful. And the definition of the word benignity is tolerance toward others. That's why I wrote it the way that it's written there. But that's the definition of this word, which is a fruit of the Spirit, starting with moral goodness and integrity. How do you know if you're morally good or if you are a person of integrity? Take a look at the things you do when you're by yourself. Because if you're a person who is different when you're by yourself than you are when you're standing next to the pastor, you might need to work on some of your morality and some of your integrity. And believe me, even pastors struggle with moral goodness and integrity. I've said this 100 times. Pastors are people too. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be the leading bishop over a country. I'll guarantee you, Brother Franklin Graham today struggles with moral goodness and integrity. Obviously, it appears he does much greater than some others do, but I'll guarantee you, he struggles. We all struggle. There is none that is free of temptation. Doesn't matter who you are, what status you are, where you walk, where you serve, you will be tempted, and you will have to deal with moral goodness and integrity. Well, if your moral goodness and your integrity leads to kindness, which is a fruit of the Spirit, you're doing well. And I pray that everyone in here does well. Kindness or tolerance towards others. And I'm going to show you here in a minute kind of what that's talking about. And I don't want to get into this whole tolerance thing where everything goes, where, we just turn a blind eye to sin. I don't think that's what it's talking about. However, when we are confronted with those who are different than us, and we are confronted with people who are sinning different than we do, it's important that we're kind to people. Tolerance in the sense that we don't throw anybody under the bus, that we don't point our fingers at anybody, but that we be kind. And I want to talk for real briefly about the effects of what kindness can do. Can you imagine? Well, let me show you. Romans chapter 2, verse 4, this is the NIV, says, Paul is rebuking the Romans for judging, others. And he gets to this point here in verse 4. He says, "Or do you show contempt for the riches of kindness?" In other words, stop judging other people, because what you're doing is you're showing contempt for the riches of his kindness. Whose kindness? God's kindness. Forbearing and patience. Not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance. And so the effects of kindness is it brings people into repentance. You think maybe we should be kind to some people? Why? Because what was Jesus' first, message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And think about that for a moment. What Jesus was saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was saying in a kind manner to sinners, you need to stop doing what you're doing and do something else. You need to stop, walking the walk you're walking and start walking the path that I, Jesus, have laid out for you. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's a kinder way than saying what through the years sometimes the church has gone the other way and said, you need to repent or you're going to hell. Well, that's true. But Jesus didn't point the finger at anybody and say, you're going to hell if you don't stop doing what you're doing. What Jesus did is said, you need to repent because my kingdom's right here. It's a little bit kinder way to say, repent because you want to go to heaven. You don't have to say, repent or you're going to go to hell. They know that. Repent because he wants to spend eternity with us, with you. Kindness leads to repentance. You know, I've had people, it happened to me again this last week. I'm somewhere talking with somebody, and somebody's not used to being around, you know, religious people, and a foul word comes out. And I've seen it where, you know, sometimes as a church we get all offended. Oh, you shouldn't talk like that. That's nasty. And you know what? Through the years I've learned this. You know, okay, my little ears heard something they shouldn't have heard. And I just show a little kindness. It's all right. Sometimes if it's somebody I know, I'll throw a little sarcasm in there and say, you know, it's all right. It's not what you say when I'm here. It's what you say when I'm not here. God hears it all anyway. But show some kindness. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were a pastor. Well, what difference does that make? I used to talk just like that too. But a little kindness, just showing them some kindness. And all of a sudden, you know what? They stopped talking like that around me. What's that mean? They repented because I showed them some kindness. But you know what? Through the years, you know, I've seen people, well, you shouldn't talk like that. Why? Because I'm a Christian and I don't want to hear it. Oh, yeah? Well, listen to this. There's no repentance in that because you didn't show any kindness. But you show a little kindness and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And next thing you know, when they're around you, they're not talking like that anymore. Kindness leads to repentance. That's the effects of it. Think about it the next time and go back. Remember about that definition we just looked at a minute ago that talked about tolerance toward others. You know what? We can be a little bit more tolerant about people that are sinners. A little kinder to people that are sinners. Why? Because we want to have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. We want to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And when we're walking in the Spirit, it's very important that we are kind to others. People are drawn by kindness. Let's look at a portion of Scripture, Ephesians chapter 4. Being kind to others really is the best way to draw people to Jesus. Are you aware of that? Think about that for a moment. Being kind to others is the best way to lead others to Jesus. Because it's kindness that leads to repentance. Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Now, he's talking about speak truth with your neighbor. It's important that, yes, we do speak truth with our neighbors. They need to know what the truth is. Before I got saved, I didn't know what the truth was. I was just living my life out, enjoying it as it came. Until somebody came along and shared the truth with me. And so it says, let each one speak truth to his neighbor, for we are members of one another. And then it says, be angry and sin not. Now, we've taken that verse so many times out of context, you know, talking about be angry and sin not. And there's so many different definitions and messages you can hear on be angry and sin not. But you know what? In the context of it, it's talking about speaking truth to your neighbor. You know what? Be angry that your neighbors aren't saved, but sin not. Don't be angry at your neighbor. Be angry at the devil that your neighbors are not saved. And speak truth to your neighbors. And it goes on, be angry, sin not. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give who has need. You know, if you look at that, it says, you know what, if you're a thief, stop being a thief, but go get a job so that you can give to somebody else. You know the reason why that yard sale is blessed more and more each and every year? Because they just keep giving. They just keep giving. They work their tails off all year long, and they put together this big thing, and they just give. And God blesses it. Who are they giving to? Their neighbors. Are their neighbors all saints? No, they're not. But they're just giving. They're just loving. They're speaking truth through love to their neighbors. It says, verse 29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Now, remember that verse there where it says, be angry and sin not. It's tucked right in between, let each one of you speak truth to your neighbors, and let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. What's it talking about? It's talking about treating your neighbors kindly. Whoever they are, whatever they are. And then it says in verse 30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Be kind. And you know what? How many times do we get bitter with that nasty old neighbor who keeps rubbing me the wrong way and doing the thing he shouldn't be doing? He knows I don't like that. Be kind one to another and forgive, even as God has forgiven you. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know what they did to me. Well, I know what I did to Jesus. Is what they did to you worse than what I did to Jesus? Or maybe what you did to Jesus? Probably not. They didn't nail you on a cross. They didn't stick a crown of thorns on your head. They didn't spit on you and take your clothes and rip your beard out and beat you to half death and march you down the street naked with carrying a log, a beam that they're going to kill you on. Let all bitterness, what did it say? All bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Just, you know what? Get over it. Please. And forgive one another. Be kind to one another. Why? You know, that whole portion, you know what it's talking about? It's talking about you and your relationship with your neighbor. If you read that whole thing in context, it's talking about you and your relationship with neighbor. And what kind of a relationship should you have with your neighbor, whoever they are, whatever they've been doing, be kind to them. I had a brother, I meet with a bunch of pastors once a month in at Eastview Mall for lunch. And there's this one brother who's got this neighbor. He's an older gentleman, and the fence between them is falling down. He wanted to put a new fence in. He went over, and he was asking me. He goes, well, I don't know what to do. The guy won't answer phone calls. He won't move his stuff. He's got trash all over the place and all his junk leaning up against the fence, and it needs to be moved. And he's got stuff that's got to be cut with a chainsaw in order for us to fix the fence, and I don't know what to do. And I said, I know what to do. Go over there and knock on his door and say, look it, brother, I want to put a new fence up for us, and I'd be willing to move your stuff away from the fence, and I'd be willing to bring somebody in to cut those limbs so that we can get this done. Is that okay if I do that for you? Show him some kindness. You know, how many of us would be like, that guy won't move his stuff and all his junk all over the place. And I know another guy that I don't know why people share stories with me. They share stories with me. This other guy, you know, he wanted to plow the snow, but his neighbor had all this stuff, and if he plowed the snow on his own property, it would be falling on, because his neighbor's stuff is encroaching and all this stuff. It's like, he's all mad and frustrated and upset. It's like, you know what, just go over and ask your neighbor, hey, you know what, do you mind if I just move your stuff for you? Because it kind of is on my property, and I like to plow the driveway so that I can get my car in and out, you know? Be kind. Instead of, I shouldn't even know either one of those stories. I should not know them. The only reason I know them is because somebody was bitter in their heart. Somebody was upset with their neighbor, and they're pouring it out on me. So now that maybe somebody else would be upset too because I'm right. Let's be kind to one another. What does being kind look like? Let's look at Luke chapter 6. Remember, we're talking about a fruit of the Spirit here. We're talking about something that needs to be active in our lives. You call yourself a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ, one who has spiritual gifts, and oh God, I want all the spiritual gifts. Okay, be kind to somebody. Be kind. You know what? I don't think you're kind to anybody until you're kind to the somebody who's hard to be kind to. It's easy to be kind to one another. We show up here on Sunday. Oh, brother, good to see you. A little hug there, a little handshakes. And that's easy. But how about the neighbor you don't get along with? Luke chapter 6, verse 27. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Again, it's easy to come in here and to love one another, right? But what about your neighbor who just stole your lawnmower? What that's saying is, let him have it. Don't even go and get it back. I mean, I'll give you my lawnmower, sister. I'll even give you the jumper cables I have to use every time I want to start it. No problem. Yeah. It says for... that's a true story. I'll even give you the wrench I use to tighten the steering wheel up every once in a while because it comes loose. Yeah. She'd be like, never mind, I'll give you my mower. It says, for even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind. To the unthankful and evil. Look at what that said right there in verse 35. He is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Wow. I got some work to do. Ooh. Therefore, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. How far did I go? Verse 42. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. We all love this verse, right? Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put in your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Oh, we love that part of the story. Yeah, be careful what measure you're using. And he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall in the ditch? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. And you know what that's kind of saying there? If you go back to what it says there, where he is kind. Who is kind? God is kind to the unthankful and the evil. What it's saying there is get the speck out of your own eye so that you can be kind to your neighbor. And so the effects of kindness is people are drawn to Jesus. They're drawn to repentance. And what it looks like is us doing exactly that, being good to our enemies, blessing them and not cursing them, giving and not taking. Look at real quick, 2 Peter chapter 1. I want to show you some of the benefits of kindness. 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 1. I'm sorry. Go to 2 Peter. That's probably a better place. 1 Peter's good too, but it won't make any sense of what I'm talking about probably. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ. You know what a bondservant is? A bondservant is a slave. Oh, everybody's all up in arms about the word slavery in this country. Oh, you know what? I'm a slave to Jesus Christ. To those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. I like the way he says that. By the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Is Jesus God? Yes, he is. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by the glory of virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh, may that be you and me. Verse 5, but also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control. Well, where did we do? We just talked about self-control, didn't we? To self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly what? Kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What is the effects? What is the benefit of being kind? Heaven. What is the benefit of being kind? It says, you will be neither barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who wants to be barren and unfruitful? Nobody. So you know what that means? We better be kind. We better be in self-control. We better have some virtue, and we better have some love. It's interesting that these passages intermingle the fruits of the Spirit with the truths that are poured out. And it says, he who lacks these things is short-sighted and blind. If you are not kind to your neighbor, you can't even see straight. Hallelujah. God, give us some Holy Ghost glasses that we would be kind to people. whoever they are, whatever it is they do. It's not for me to judge. It's just for me to love them and to be kind. Oh, if we would see the world the way that God sees the world and just pour out love on them the way that God pours out love on them. He sees all this stuff. He sees all the evil. He sees all the wicked. And yet he is still kind to them. If we can't be kind to the people that we battle with on a daily basis, we're in trouble. Just be kind to them. What possible harm could that do? But great benefit and gain comes from being kind. One more portion of Scripture. And I'll close with this. Colossians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. You know, there's a lot of people out there that want to claim, I'm the elect of God. Oh, really? I'm so elect of God that I don't do what all those other people do. Remember what the Pharisees were doing? Oh, we're better than those people over there. And Jesus rebuked him. He said, you know what? Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you're not going anywhere. As the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. Wow, man. I thought this Christian life was easy. Sometimes it's not so easy. But above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God and Father through him. Again, it's interesting how the fruits of the Spirit are intermingled in with the Word of God and the truths thereof. When it says there at the beginning, as the elect of God, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. Meekness and long-suffering, they're fruits of the Spirit too. We're going to get to those in the next couple of weeks. I know a brother right now who's walking in the fruit of the Spirit in long-suffering. He's been walking in long-suffering for years. At least in his mind, he feels like it's like, man, when is it ever going to let up? And my thought was, you know what? Praise God, because you're walking in the Spirit and not in the lust of the flesh, even though it's long-suffering. How many like long-suffering? Where's all the hands? We don't even like short sufferings. And you know what? If you know somebody who is walking in the fruit of the Spirit of long-suffering, be praying for that person. Be loving on that person. I know I've got to do a better job with this person that I'm thinking of, just to show more love, show more grace, just be there. Therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, upon tender mercies and kindness. You know, for some of us, that might be a whole change of attitude about how we see the things around us and the people around us. Somebody did you wrong? Be kind. Somebody took your stuff? Be kind. Somebody told lies and blasphemed you and all this? Be kind. Stand with me this morning. if you struggle with kindness, if you have bitterness, if you have malice, if you have all those other things, give it to God right now. Say, God, there's a speck in my eye that needs to come out. There's a beam in my eye that needs to come out so that I can see clearly to be kind to my neighbors, to speak the truth in love. Isn't that what the Bible says? Speak the truth in love. Father, I pray right now, I thank you for your word. And I pray, God, that you would help each and every one of us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit of kindness, knowing that kindness leads others to repentance. Kindness led me to repentance. Help us, God, when it hurts. Help us, Lord, when people do things that just drive us crazy. Stuff that, well, we know we're right, but somebody just won't stop. Help us, God, to be forgiving and kind. Knowing, Lord, that there is a blessing for those we're being kind to, even when they don't deserve it. Let us be kind to them, but knowing also that there is a benefit for us when we are kind. Poured out, pressed down, shaking over, all that stuff. Lord, we want all the blessings. We want all the benefits. Help us to do what you've called us to do and be kind in order that we might receive all those things. Even as you, Lord, have forgiven us, may we forgive others. God, bless your people with kindness. All right, everybody look up. Look at your neighbor, and the first kind thing you think you can say to them, say it to them. I'm so glad they all came today. I love seeing your faces. And it is a blessing. It really is a blessing to worship with you all. Praise God. If you need to spend time at prayer, come on up. We'll pray with you. Otherwise, enjoy the afternoon and be kind to your neighbors. Be kind to your families. Be kind to whoever God puts in your path today. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you.